Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and coming into the week isn't easy.
No, you know, everybody knows that Sunday nights are times that you have to sort of take stock and know what you're going to have to do during the week and know what you're going to have to face. Just take a look, David, at Rudy Giuliani going on those talk shows and saying things like the president doesn't have to obey a subpoena from the special prosecutor because presidents don't have to do that. That while during the campaign, it was Trump who said only the mob takes the Fifth Amendment. Now they're talking about the possibility of taking the Fifth Amendment by the president of the United States. Can you imagine that? They've got it pretty well arranged. The president says, I want to testify. And the lawyers say, no, you can't testify because you might be setting yourself up for a perjury trap. Meantime, who are they after? They're after the Republican special prosecutor, special counsel. They're after the Republican attorney general appointed by none other than Donald Trump himself. And you wonder how up is down and down is up. They just keep saying things that are so extraordinarily impossible. You figure, okay, well, the lawyer's job is to provide cover. Trump's job is to say he wants to testify. And then you get one of the worst characters in the entire mess, Devin Nunes, the chair of the Congressional Investigating Committee, so-called, I should say, because he's been caught complicitly with the White House, saying that he's going to hold the Attorney General of the United States, that's Trump's Attorney General, the Republican, in contempt. Well, that's really something. It just keeps getting wilder and wilder and wilder.
At this point, isn't Giuliani a liability?
One would think so, but they've decided, apparently, that they can't fire another one after a day on the job. So they show him playing golf with the president. They show him hee-and-a-hawing like a braying donkey with the president, showing that the two men have confidence in each other. And it's amazing how much, it's been pointed out by New York Times people and others, how much these guys operate like each other. Here you have a former federal prosecutor, Rudy Giuliani, a man of the law, basically acting in a capacity which would thwart the rule of law. So it's very distressing.
In the Times, the editorial today, quote, I did you a great favor when I fired this guy. 1 year on, Donald Trump's firing of James Comey remains his most revealing move. The quote, of course, Alan, comes from the president when he was entertaining top Russian officials in the Oval Office saying, I just fired the head of the FBI. He was crazy, a real nut job, he told them. I faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off.
The Russia thing. Can you imagine firing an FBI director because he would not profess personal loyalty to the president as opposed to the rule of law, which is you follow the facts? So Comey gets fired. A lot of people think, David, that the Comey firing, if this whole thing disentangles, is going to be the worst thing that this president has done to himself. Forget about to the country. But to himself, because what he did is to show that he and the Russians did have conversations exactly as you described them. How can you basically be bragging that you're taking care of this Russian thing to the people who you are now being investigated for having relationships with?
Speaking of relationships, Arizona Senator John McCain. What a story over the weekend about him making arrangements and still serious about discussing the country and the politics that are going on and meeting with various people, including Vice President Joe Biden, saying he should not get out of politics, he should stay in. But perhaps what's interesting is that he's decided he does not want the President of the United States at his funeral, rather the Vice President, Mike Pence.
That's extraordinary. The idea that a dying Republican hero in the United States, and he is a hero to many people. Look, not everybody likes everything he's ever done in terms of his backing of certain Republican proposals and other things. Nevertheless, fought in Vietnam, wouldn't leave until his colleagues were released also, had his arms and everything else broken, tortured, and being told by the President of the United States, I don't like people like that, who were captured. This is a president of the United States who did not go into the army, who talks about a hero like John McCain. It is something that boggles everybody's mind and really tells us more about this president than almost anything else.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. It's Monday. Back to work, everyone.
Everybody, here we go again.